project, it's called Transformation, is the name of the program. And the idea behind it is to simplify multiple processes for processing paperwork for any number of applications, for visa extensions, foreign adoptions, all kinds of things that USCIS manages. And the idea, this is a paper-based process that the agency has, and they wanted to automate it, to simplify it, make it more transparent to customers, serve customers better, and also protect taxpayers from fraud. So the program really is certainly an ambitious IT program, but it is, as you mentioned, been fraught with problems. It's been re-baselined multiple times, and they still haven't automated even a single form. So, since 2008.
Now, the shame of this, Catherine, is that this is not unique in federal IT contracting. This is a problem that we see over and over again. The high risk list is littered with these kinds of programs, and I wonder if you see common threads with other programs like this, whether it's in the requirements process, whether it's in the actual procurement of it or the project management or whatever. Do you see things here that you've seen as you've covered other problem programs in IT?
Absolutely. And, all of the above, I would say, in terms of the challenges you mentioned. A huge problem for federal agencies across the board is in the requirements process, their execution of establishing clear requirements for the contractor and not constantly changing those, because, as you know, that just adds time and money, which is a disaster for these huge projects.
Now, this project, does this qualify as what kind of the old style waterfall projects, or is this more an agile development project, as Vivek Kundra wrote about in the 25-point plan, and agencies have started to move toward, some of them admittedly kicking and screaming, but agencies starting to move toward that kind of a program?
Well, this program was conceived, I believe, in 2007, and really didn't begin until 2008. And it's a little bit hard to know what kind of program it is in the terms you described, because the agency has kind of been all over the map on its on the IT dashboard, and it has, like I said, it has rebaselined the program. It is shifted requirements. An early pilot test was bungled, and critics attributed that to inadequate preparation. The Government Accountability Office has said that this contract was awarded too soon, and that has also contributed to implementation delays and lots of money wasted. So, and the end isn't in sight. I mean, the agency had, after multiple rebaselines, had planned to be able to offer, have one form in the new system online by the end of the year, and they just this week have announced that they won't be doing that. After all, it will be sometime next year, and they don't even have a firm date on that yet.
And that, I think, is what's most troubling, especially if you're at the Government Accountability Office looking at this. Things slide, things happen in projects, but to then not be able to even to say where you are, to be able to give people an idea of when you're going to be able to get to the end of even part of it, must just drive people bananas, I suppose.
Yes, I think it does. And just to give you a sense of what the agency is up against, in late November, they started testing this particular iteration of the program, which is for applicants who are requesting to extensions for staying in the country. And so it's a relatively discreet part of what they do over at USCIS. And they started with almost 1,500 test cases, and 400 of those failed, and another 400 passed. And the others are someplace in testing form. So that gives you a sense. I mean, that's like a 50-50 so far pass-fail rate, which is nowhere near where you want to be as you're getting close to releasing something.
Well, especially something that I imagine is loaded with personally identifiable information, a lot of other stuff that's kind of, and I'm not implying that it's floating in the ether that anybody that wants to could grab a hold of it, but when you have 1,500 tested, 400 pass, 400 fail, that means you still have 700 that nobody really knows what happened to yet, how they did.
Right, that's right. And you bring up a good point. I mean, the documents this agency is dealing with, I mean, they're highly vulnerable to identity theft, or highly attractive, I should say, to identity thieves. So they have to be extraordinarily careful in how they implement the security around this system. And that, also is a huge, huge challenge here. So it's a big deal. There's no question about that. And as you said, it's a $1.7 billion program. So that's not chump change.